ramping up attacks in eastern Ukraine. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Russian troops making a major push to gain territory in eastern Ukraine. This as peace talks remain stalled. Fox's Griff Jenkins is in Kyiv.
Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister, said this morning he's blaming the lack of peace talks on the, quote, bellicose rhetoric and inflammatory actions of Western supporters of the Kyiv region for disrupting these peace talks. But from battlefield assessments, it is clear that Russia is getting frustrated with the increased flow of heavy weapons from the West. That's helping the Ukrainians resist the advance in that eastern Donbas where we're seeing so many attacks.
The United Nations is working to broker a civilian evacuation from the ruins of the city of Mariupol. Baseball-sized hail and a suspected tornado pummeled a section of Kansas last night near Wichita, injuring a few people and leaving thousands without power. Andover, Kansas, Police Chief Buck Buchanan.
We have the KHP that is assessing the scene right now and taking photos for us. We also have a few drones in the area, so we're working really close as a team to make sure that we have a good assessment of the damage that's happening, as well as, you know, just to continue to search to make sure that everybody is safe.
Officials say up to 100 buildings were damaged in Sedgwick County alone. Republican criticism continues of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who testified this week about the border situation. Colorado Congressman Ken Buck.
We have record numbers of Americans dying from fentanyl overdose. Number one cause of death between ages 18 and 45. Fentanyl overdose. That's disgraceful. And this secretary acts as if he has been successful on the border.
There's been bipartisan criticism of the administration's plans to lift Title 42 at the border. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Wall Street's plunge on Friday, raising more concern about the economy and inflation. Fox's Jackie Ibanez reports.
The Dow tumbling more than 900 points, and the Nasdaq fell 13% in April. Its worst monthly performance since the Great Recession. Traders are concerned about poor performance by major tech firms like Apple and Amazon, and news this week that the U.S. economy shrank during the first quarter.
The Fed is expected to raise interest rates next week. A White House tradition returns after a pandemic hiatus. Fox's Jared Halpern with a preview.
President Biden will bring jokes to the White House Correspondents Association's annual awards dinner, the first time a sitting president has attended since 2016. Former President Trump declined invitations, and the 2020 and 2021 dinners were canceled because of COVID. More than 2,500 journalists, lawmakers, administration officials, and some celebrities are expected at the Washington Hilton tonight, albeit with some pandemic precautions in place, including same-day COVID testing. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Another setback in court for Jeffrey Epstein's confidant and girlfriend, Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Judge Allison Nathan denied Ghislaine Maxwell's request to toss out her sex trafficking convictions, noting a jury found her guilty after considering witness testimony and documentary evidence. She did find three counts overlapped, however, and has condensed Maxwell's convictions down to three counts in all. Earlier this month, Judge Nathan denied Maxwell's request for a new trial based on juror misconduct. One of the jurors who found her guilty of sex trafficking had not filled out the jury form properly to indicate he'd once been the victim of sexual abuse. The judge found, after questioning that juror, that it was not deliberate. Maxwell faces several decades in prison. Sentencing is scheduled to happen in late June. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.